My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
All right, let's go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline right now. I'm really excited for this next interview. The first overall pick in the Major League Baseball draft by your Cleveland Guardians, now playing at Lake County. He is Travis Bazzana. Travis, thanks for joining us today. How are you?
How are you doing, Travis?
How are you doing?
Thanks for having me on, guys. I'm doing good. It's a beautiful day in Ohio. I'm new here.
I know. How's the transition been? I mean, first of all, we're very excited that the Guardians drafted you, and you know, because we were having arguments. You know, we spent a lot of time talking about football here, but for the first time, we were debating. You know, who should the Guardians take with the first pick? And your name was always right there. And just, you know, your thoughts on being here in Northeast Ohio right now, and what's it like for you, especially coming over from Oregon State?
Yeah, no, it's been great. The people with the Guardians have made the transition efficient and a great one so far, and Cleveland's been great. I've enjoyed it so far, but yeah, a lot of baseball, a lot of traveling, and that's been good. That's what I enjoy doing, so I couldn't be more happy to be with the organization. This is where I want to be, and it's going good, so I'm excited.
All right, Travis, so I gotta ask the obvious question. How in the world does a kid growing up in Australia find his way to Oregon State to play baseball?
Yeah, I think having a love for baseball when I was super young, and a passion that I kind of always had from as long as I could consciously think, I had major league dreams, and in that was trying to figure out the best way to pursue those dreams, and college baseball is obviously a great platform. College sports in the U.S. obviously have that platform of being a step in the journey for professional sports. And yeah, I kind of went on the search for what are the best baseball programs in college look like, and how can I get into them? And I played in a tournament in Arizona, with a team of Australians trying to get recruited, and lucky enough, the Oregon State baseball coach was watching, trying to recruit high school kids there, and was impressed with what he saw, and I jumped at that opportunity.
Speaking of jump, how do you jump off the page when you're out in Arizona, you're a high school kid, and you're out there with a bunch of other guys playing? Like, how did you stand out? Did they say to you, hey, this is why we really liked you, because we saw this?
And yeah.
How did that happen?
Yeah. It was the way I played the game and the way I kind of led on the field. It was a big presence thing. They only watched me play 3 games before they offered me a scholarship. But it was about how I kind of coordinated the field, led the guys, and then also how I just played the game. Like, I remember in those couple games, I had multiple hits where it was basically just a regulation single hit to the outfielder, and I'd like hustle out of the box and turn a single into a hustle double with like a a slide, close play, basically just showing my speed and how hard I played the game was huge in those couple days, and they felt that I was someone that they wanted in the program.
Very cool. All right, so can you walk me through, like, the week before the draft? Because, you know, we were sitting here and we were talking about you, and we were talking about Charlie Condon, we were talking about all the other big names. At what point did you actually know you were going to the Guardians, and what were your emotions like maybe 2, 3, 4 days before?
Yeah, so it's interesting in the Major League Baseball draft because you're negotiating a price more than just if the team wants to pick you. Like, it's not always the best player gets picked before the next best player, before the next best player. It's like, does the player want to take a certain price that the team's trying to negotiate because they only have a certain dollar amount for the next pick and the next pick after that? And so it's a very interesting process. But essentially, a week out, you're just finishing up meetings with front offices, GMs, in the range of where they think you're going to get picked. So kind of, doing those meetings and starting to grasp, like, where you think you're going to get picked and which teams you personally like, and feeling out if they have that same feeling about you as a player and a person. So that's kind of the weeks leading up. And then as you get close, you start to hear from your agent that certain teams are kind of showing their hand and certain teams aren't, and certain teams will tell, kind of give a number value of where they stand early on. Like, they'll give you a price and say, we're willing to be here if the teams above us don't match that. And then you get kind of a day out, and that's when it starts to get a little more serious, especially being in the kind of talk for the first four picks. The teams picking after pick one, they want, if they think that the team picking one has any chance of wanting you, they need to make a push if they want you as their guy. So, like, they have to tell your agent that they're willing to push the price up so that there's some demand at one if Cleveland wanted me. Anyway, there's a lot of that. And then in terms of Cleveland, it's where I wanted to be. And I know that they had a couple players in the conversation, but ultimately, like, as long as the dollar amount was right, I was their guy, and that's how I've kind of seen it. And what happened was, we had conversations kind of the night before. They had conversations with my agent, and then on the day, it was just a back and forth with a couple teams about what would the bonus be. And then ultimately, once we felt like we got to a good negotiation, and my agents felt like they'd done their job, I was adamant on Cleveland was where I wanted to be, and let's make it happen. And that was about 30 minutes before the draft, before pick one.
Wow.
And
holy smokes.
And then it's get on the phone with Chris Antonetti, and we, that's when it hit that they were going to take me, and we had agreed on, or like verbally kind of agreed on what it was going to look like. And I was absolutely over the moon and just super happy that it played out like
that's
that.
Amazing. It was only 100% a half hour before. That's amazing.
That's 25 minutes. Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's crazy to think about, man. Travis Bazzana joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, Guardians' first overall pick. He's with the Lake County Captains right now. Get to East Lake when you get a chance. They will host Game 2 of the Midwest League Eastern Division Championship Series. 9:12 is that game at 6:35. First pitch, there will be a Game 3 if necessary after that. So go support the Captains in the playoffs. All right, Travis, so I have to call you out. I had a buddy send me this yesterday. So you turned 22 yesterday, first and foremost. Happy birthday, man. And then you hit two doubles on top of that, meaning, you know, two separate hits, 22. We could work with this. Is this like a Taylor Swift type of thing you got going here with all these numbers adding up? Like, are we going to get, when you hit 33, you're hitting three triples for us?
Yeah, no, it's weird. Two baggies on 22. It's kind of a coincidence, but yeah, no, it was a good day at the plate, and just random. I wouldn't put it to any Taylor Swift magic, but
well, you know, we gotta ask. You know, we got Travis Kelce from here, man. We gotta ask these kind of questions. So,
yeah,
Travis, The other one too. How's it? What's it been like being at Lake County? You enjoying yourself there so far?
Yeah, it's been great. Just sort of settling into understanding my routines and the schedule of pro baseball and trying to, you know, it was early on with getting my feet under me, and now I feel like I'm understanding how the schedules and routines and everything I need to do to be prepared day to day is working, and also building the relationships with kind of the whole team and staff that help you make the most of the environment, and that's been happening. So yeah, working on my Spanish skills. We got a lot of Latin players and some coaches, and also just going out and enjoying it. But it's been fun, and it's been a transition, and I'm loving every second of it.
Is that the hardest adjustment from playing, you know, high level college baseball to high A baseball, and just, is it the agenda of the day? Is it the trying to figure out, you know, okay, my day is going to be a lot different than it was in college? And talk about the level of player that you're playing with now compared to college.
Yeah, I think that it's different in college because you spend every day for 3 years with similar people, like the same coaches and in the same places and with sort of similar teammates that you've gotten to know for a year. But with minor league baseball, you're moving. Players are moving up and down all the time, in and out of the system. And so you're kind of around new people, especially now as a new player. And then also, like, the language thing is different. So it's like you're on the field and you want to discuss what's going on in the game with the guy next to you, and sometimes it's kind of hard in between pitches to have those communications. Or maybe there's some different, like, cultural barriers of like how do you navigate certain things, and it's all exciting and new and different. But in terms of level of play, it's like in college there's some great players, just like there is here, but it's the consistency of that. You don't really get the pitcher that's just lobbing it in there that everyone has success off here. It's like everyone's got that stuff, they're here for a reason. And then the hitters are just more mature with their plate discipline and their approaches, and it's a really high level of baseball, and it only gets better every level you move. So in terms of routine, it's just a different team schedule. You get used to what you're at Oregon State. You get used to what that looks like on a day-to-day basis. When do I have to be where? What kind of meetings are we going to have? And when do I do my early hitting or my early defense? And now it's like, when can I, you just understanding that schedule now for me and how that works with the Guardians, and when I get my body work prep in or my defense and hitting, like just figuring that all out and navigating and talking about that with the organization. And I've definitely, to figure that out and stuff. So.
All right, last question for you, Travis, just because we were kind of kicking this around before we came on the air with you. Obviously, Australia's a continent. It's gigantic, right? And you know, we always joke like, oh, did you know so-and-so who went to Ohio State, when we know that Ohio State's like the biggest school in the country. But is there a sense of camaraderie among Australian athletes across the board? Like, you know, we knew we were talking to you, but Luke Travers just got picked up by the Cavaliers. Yep. Is there a sense of camaraderie for Australian athletes that are playing professionally here in the United States?
No doubt. I had the baseball community's unreal with that. Like, it's such a small community of baseballers from Australia in America that everyone pulls for each other and checks on each other and, like, has great camaraderie. And then in terms of general, like, athletes, it's great too. And I'm just kind of only witnessing that. I've had contact with Matthew Dellavedova. He's been by my help, talking to me about Cleveland and different things like that. And then also some other professional athletes. So, I hope to be in contact with Luke Travers and hopefully, hang out sometime and keep that Aussie connection alive.
It's very, very cool. All right, awesome. We are looking forward to watching your career, and we can't wait till you're playing on the corner of Carnegie and Ontario, Travis. Continued success, and good luck during the playoffs.
Good luck, man. Thank you
so much.
All right, thank you, Travis. All right, take care. We'll talk to you soon. Travis Bazana, nice enough to join us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Let's take it 2020 and we'll talk about what...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
What do you have to say when we come back? When they happen, as the Guardians were getting set to make their first pick in the Major League Baseball draft, that we sit here and we contemplate. And I could just, Jeff and I were going back. We were talking about like JJ Weatherholt, and we were talking about Charlie Condon. And let's be honest, like, we don't spend a ton of time talking about college baseball around here. Like,
no.
I think the most college baseball we ever talked about on this station in the 13 years we have is when Kent State had a great run and. You know, you take some of those great players that have gone to Kent State and have made it to the college baseball, when they made it to the College Baseball World Series, and you know, like the heroes of those teams, like the Matt Segas of the world, those guys that played for those teams, that, you know, they were able to do that. Like, that was the only time we ever really talked about or Hammy's son playing for Kent State on those teams too. That, like, that's the only time we ever really talk about college baseball. So the uniqueness of the entire story for us to talk about college baseball this year was to have the number one overall pick. And, you know, I think a lot of us are so just entrenched in the way that we look at the NFL draft or we look at the NBA draft, right, and how those things play out, that you don't really kind of have a feel for other drafts and other sports. And like we've talked about it before a little bit, but never on the air, about how signing bonus money makes a difference. And you may not necessarily be the best player in the draft, but because of the way you're going to negotiate your pick, that's how you're going to end up doing that. And it was just really neat to get Travis Bazana's perspective on what it was like to be, you know, that car driving down the road that knew that one of the decisions was going to come and it was going to end up, you know, was he going to Cincinnati? Was he going to Cleveland? Was he going to Colorado? Was he going to Oakland? Where was he going? And you knew that he had to drive by Cleveland or figure out a way that if that's what he wanted, they could figure out a way to do that. And then when he said, I found out 25 minutes before they made
that's
the actual
nuts.
Pick.
That is just nuts.
I don't think any
about.
Other sport looks at it that way, do they? I like, day of, you hear about that every once in a while. But 25 minutes before, that's incredible.
I mean, that's, well, especially for the number one pick. Like, because that's what we're really looking at and focusing in on, is the fact that it's the number one pick. I mean, Lord knows, in the NFL draft, we all knew Caleb Williams was 1-1 a month before, 2 months before. Heck, even watching the college football season, you kind of had that feel. Like, the NBA draft, it's, you know, this year might be a little bit hairier of figuring out who the number one pick is, but typically there's one or two guys that you're like, yep, it's between these two. The MLB draft is such a different animal, and it's just because of all the stuff that Travis laid out, which is, here's your bonus amount of money. This is your signing pool that you can work off of. Here's the amount of money that you're able to give all of these different guys. You have to negotiate it all independently. It's not slotted. You have to, you know, like, or there is a slot value, but you're always trying to negotiate under it, because then you can take the pool of that money and go somewhere else with it. And what's, like, it's so different than dealing with every other professional sports draft. And on top of the fact that college baseball, until probably 5 years ago, was a completely different sport than the MLB. because it just was, or then MLB, I should say. And it was just because the metal bats that they were using in that stuff, it was like a home run derby. Like, it was just ridiculous. And they ended up messing with the bats a little bit. They messed with the ball on top of it and the rules that you had to have for the metal bats. And now it looks closer to the MLB game. So you're actually watching something similar to what you would see in the minors.
I mean, you can see the popularity has grown for college baseball, especially the College Baseball World Series.
It's gotten better, and it's really the last
10, 15 years, right? Yeah. Like, I don't remember, you know, if you had a great team and those guys all ended up playing Major League Baseball, they'd be like, oh, remember that, you know, that, I don't know, Nebraska team or that, or whatever. You know, you just.
Right. I know what you mean. That Tennessee team, that Vandy team, those Vandy teams that would just roll over everybody with David Price at the helm and all of those kind of, you know, those great teams that were in there. It's starting to get bigger, and some of it is the College World Series side of it and broadcasting it. And it's, again, it's no longer a home run derby.
Well, you know, the other thing that's interesting, too, you can watch with ESPN3. I mean, do you realize how many college baseball games you can watch with ease?
I think you can watch all of them.
I mean, you can watch all, as long as there's a camera at most of these games, you can watch them with ease. Now, compared to like the way it used to be, you would be like, well, I don't know, maybe you get one college baseball game every once in a while.
Absolutely.
And even like, you want to talk about a mistake, like the regional sports networks never really hopped on board with any of that stuff. And you wonder why they're in trouble now, because they embraced like their big league team and their infomercials.
Well,
and that's that's all you ever saw in there. You're like, oh, okay, well, you might have the big league team and a pregame and a postgame. And, you know, Fox tried there for a while to do a little bit more programming. But when you think about it, all of this programming, which is now gold because everyone wants live programming. And they just never really jumped on it. I think they thought, well, we can make more money selling knives with the infomercials all day long. When really, you think about it, the market was there. It's not broadcasting. It's very narrowcasting because you've got to want to go see it. But it was there. And right now, you know, look what they're paying for rights fees for everything.
Well, and that was the ESPN3 model, was basically, let's go buy up all of these niche sports. Let's just grab all of them. And in that way, if we get enough niches together,
I think
we
part
have
of it,
a
though,
profitable thing.
Part of it, though, was a byproduct of trying to hook on to get football in the beginning. So if you have Big Ten sports and everybody wants football and then basketball and then everybody wanted, like, ESPN wanted the SEC. Well, the SEC, you know, these conferences, say what you will about them, were smart enough to say, okay, well, we know we can do this, but let's leverage some of our other sports that we have to provide programming to initiate the Big Ten network, right? To initiate the SEC network. So I think a lot of that has to do with understanding the market, understanding where we are now, understanding how people want live programming. Because if you don't want live programming, you just go to Netflix and you can binge everything you want.
Right. And I'll give, this isn't meant to be an infomercial for MLB at Bat, but if you do pay attention to the minor leagues and want to watch the minor leagues, MLB at Bat has all of those. If you download the app and, you know, pay X amount for it, you can watch all of those. It's very cool that we finally have all of it at our fingertips.
Let's talk about some NFL headlines as we head into what now it's less than a week till kickoff, Thursday Night Football next week. So, and the Browns start a week from Sunday against the Cowboys. Brandon Ayuk, the story is over now. He has signed a deal with the Niners. What did we learn from this story and other NFL headlines coming up? Plus, we're going to talk to Brian Anderson at High Noon. Baskin and Phelps with Dan Menigan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl,
Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.